88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. And we've got a very special guest joining us right now, Josh Wilson. All right, Josh, you were born in Arkansas, raised in Texas. So if the Razorbacks play the Longhorns, who do you root for?
Well, actually, I grew up in Lubbock, Texas, which is not even the Longhorns. It's the Red Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Red Raiders. So,
yeah.
I'm actually a Red Raiders fan, but
there you go.
Generally root for the Hogs whenever they play. I have so much family in Arkansas that it's going to make somebody in my family happy if the Hogs win. So,
there you
always
go.
A good day.
And now you're living in Tennessee, is that right?
Yeah, I live in Nashville. Been here since 2002.
All right, and is that about when things started taking off for you? When was the first independent release? Was that like 2004 or something like that?
Yeah, so I recorded my first independent album while I was in college here in Nashville at Belmont University, and I released, it was called Dragonfly, and then I did another album independently called Shake the Shadow, and then actually from those two albums garnered some interest from my now record label, Capitol, and signed a record deal the day I graduated college, actually.
Hey, how's that for a graduation present, huh?
That's pretty good timing. I was very grateful. And, yeah, it's been a great ride so far.
Yeah. Now, is that kind of a different route to getting signed, releasing independent releases? Did you play showcases also? How did you go about getting signed?
I did, yeah. It's kind of different for everybody, but my school, Belmont, they do these music showcases of different genres, and one of them is a Christian music showcase. And the judges at these things are actually music industry professionals. And there was an assistant to my now A&R guy who was there that year. It was 2005. And we gave out our records to all the judges, and she ended up passing it along to the guy at my label. And he called me, and we met the next week. And it was actually a slow process from there. I didn't sign until... I signed a year later, 2 years later, and then my first label album came out 2 years after that. So it was a long process, but that's mm-hmm. kind of how it happened for me.
Again, we're talking with Josh Wilson, and he'll be in Lancaster on July 24th. The current song on radio, That Was Then, This Is Now. Tell us a little bit about that and how you came to write that song.
Well, it was actually the first piece of music that I wrote for this current album, and I had that mandolin riff for a long time and could not figure out what I wanted the words to be about. And so I wrote the rest of the record and recorded it, and then finally was able to write some words to it. And really just based on 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I thought to myself, like, that's a verse I've heard my whole life, but I want to write something that is a reminder that this is a real thing. The fact that we've been forgiven means we really can let go of our guilt and our shame. And it doesn't mean we won't face, you know, consequences for things we've done wrong. And it doesn't mean life's going to be easy, but it means if we confess those, that the guilt part of it really can be removed. And so the song is just a reminder of that.
Yeah, and that theme kind of resonates through a lot of your songs, including the new song, No More, is pretty much about that too. It's like, let go of those sins.
Exactly. That's Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that's a theme that sort of resonates throughout the whole album. And that's why I decided to title it after that song, That Was Then, This Is Now. You know, forgetting who we were and, you know, learning from who we were and moving on and living how we're supposed to. And that's been freedom in Jesus Christ.
As a pastor's kid, what was life like growing up as a pastor's kid? Were you always under the microscope and people thought that you should be acting better than everybody else?
There was a bit of that. It's crazy because everybody in the church knows you because you're the pastor's kid, or they think they know you. And, there is a bit of a microscope element to that. And, you know, you kind of want to be on your best behavior just because everyone's watching you. But at the end of the day, I'm just another kid, you know, and my dad's just another guy. So he's the pastor, but nobody's perfect. And so I think my church was pretty good at understanding that just because my dad's the pastor and I'm his son, that doesn't mean we're perfect.
Right, right. Now, as growing up, did you play music in the church? Did you become good at music like at an early age?
I started piano lessons in fourth grade, and then I picked up the guitar in sixth grade, and I started playing in my youth band in seventh grade. So, yeah, I was in my worship band from seventh grade until I graduated my senior year. Mm-hmm. Played music in my youth group. I sometimes played in the main service, and then also led worship at a Christian school I went to. And so, yeah, that's definitely part of how I got my start. I also had a rock band, a Christian rock band we'd play. We thought we were a big deal, but we weren't that good.
Do you remember the very first song you wrote?
Oh, goodness. I remember for that rock band, we had a song called Less is More, based off that verse of the Bible, he must increase, I must decrease. I'm not going to sing it for you. It's terrible. we thought we were big stuff. Our name was Remnant, and we did a world tour of Texas and Arkansas over our spring break one time.
All right. A big deal.
We thought so. Not so much, though.
Josh Wilson again joining us in Lancaster on July 24th. And talk about one of your big hits, I Refuse, because that's got an interesting story. What inspired that song?
I wrote I Refuse after a huge flood hit Nashville, Tennessee, where I live. It was a 500-year flood, and there were 10,000 homes underwater and so much to be done in our city. And a bit paralyzing, you know, thinking, man, I wish I could do something to help, but yeah. Our whole city's flooded. What do I do? My house actually wasn't affected, so it's not like I was getting to work on my house. So I was praying for God to help our city, but realized like I wasn't doing anything myself. And I realized if I'm going to call myself a Christian, you know, part of that is to show God's love. And, you know, the Bible talks about being the hands and feet of Jesus, meaning, you know, we get to be hands-on. We get to go out and show love and not just talk about it. And so the song came from that. It said, you know what, I can't do everything, but I refuse to do nothing. And so I called a buddy of mine and said, hey, man, your house is flooded. What can I do? And I went over there and helped him tear out drywall. And, you know, it didn't change the world, but it changed his day, and it was what God wanted me to do in that moment.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that stops us because we can't do everything, but we can do something.
Exactly. Yeah. A quote that really means a lot to me is, you know, when you don't know where to start, the quote is, to begin. Just get started. Just go. Yeah. You know, you don't have to go out and fix everything or do everything, but just do something.
Now, how often are you on the road, Josh?
I'm on the road anywhere from 120 to 150 days a year, okay. depending on touring schedule. Now, that includes travel, so it's not necessarily that many concerts, but it kind of varies on if I'm in the studio recording new music. We artists tend to have a spring tour and a fall tour, which we, you know, generally match up with some other bands. We hop on a bus, and we're out every weekend, and we're home every Monday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then in the summer, it's kind of sporadic. It's a lot of flying and driving to random shows here and there. It's not necessarily a tour that routes together. There's lots of festivals, and we call them one-offs. But, yeah, I'm out any time between 120 and 150 days a year.
Now, what does the future look like for you? Already working on a next album?
I am. I'm currently writing. I'm actually... when we finish up here in a little bit, I'll head down to my studio and I'm writing songs right now. I'm always, you know, I always want to be attuned to what's next. And while I'm out on the road right now, you know, sharing the songs from That Was Then, This Is Now, I'm thinking ahead to what's next.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do with my next album.
Do you write just like a whole slew of songs and then pick from some of them and then some end up on the expanded edition? Or, I mean, how does that all play out?
You know, I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing this full time now for 10 years, and I've been doing it long enough that I might start a slew of songs, but I don't finish them because I generally, like, if I work on it for a day and I'm not feeling it, I kind of let it go. It's like if I can tell it's not going to be a good song, I don't finish it. It's just a waste of time. So generally, I will finish 12 to 15, and then we will record, or I'd say 15 to 18, and then we'll record 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
My first two albums, I'd write 30 or 40 because I didn't know what I thought was good or bad, and I would finish them, and turns out that was, for me, a waste of time.
Right. Josh Wilson again joining us live in concert July 24th, 6 p.m., Fairfield Christian Church. Doors open at 5 p.m. Sponsored by InFocus and brought to you by Fairfield County Ministers for Christ. You can get your tickets online through iTickets or through fairfieldcountyministers.com and on sale locally at Carnival Foods. It's been a pleasure. Get to the studio and get some writing done, and we look forward to hearing the next project. Thanks for joining us today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Look forward to seeing you guys real soon.